lake.
Okay. Lake. And what would you call it if it were an artificial, you know, a man-made?
Tank.
Okay.
They would take, back those days, they'd take a pair of mules and what they call Fresno. And it is a, well, I can't exactly, I can't remember the term now for it, but it was a thing you dipped up dirt with and dumped over.
Is this a automated thing?
Well, it had an arm on it. It has an arm on it, mm-hmm. and you pull it with mules.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's my question.
Yes.
So this is an old-fashioned?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everything. The roads were built with mules and Fresnos, you know. Mm-hmm. They'd make the road bed by digging out the dirt. Mm-hmm. But they'd throw this up on a natural drain, at the bottom of a natural drain, and it would catch rainwater. Mm-hmm. And you'd refer to this as a tank.
So, but it doesn't literally have any kind of lining to it or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, it just holds water. Mm-hmm. But then they also built tanks around where windmills were.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd throw up these earth tanks, mm-hmm. they call it, and water would pump over and through a pipe into this tank.
What about the, we mentioned the clothing that the men would wear. Do you recall any clothing, and here I'm talking about as far back as you've heard of, that the women might wear?
A riding skirt? You mean to ride in? Or just
anything
yes.
that you would wear?
The very few women rode, and they were considered sort of gross if they did. Mm-hmm. You know? Even my mother used to say to me, when are you going to be a lady?
Did you?
I've never become one yet. That's what it means. She really didn't approve of it,
uh-huh.
because her family were not ranch people.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought that was a little out of my class, but I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was all right as long as my daddy and my brothers were along.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's fine. And I ride. I still ride.
But we're talking about the clothing.
You're talking about the men's clothing particularly?
Well
daddy wore daddy wore what he called a jumper.
Mm-hmm.
And it
that?
Was a ducking jumper. It was made out of a canvas, heavy canvas. And it had a corduroy trim on the pockets and on the collar,
mm-hmm.
and on the cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was made for durability,
mm-hmm.
because you had to ride in brushy country, and anything else would possibly have been torn off,
mm-hmm.
you know. And of course, as I say, the leggings were standard.
Mm-hmm.
And generally they wore a blue shirt, a blue, it wasn't denim, it's sort of a, well, I can't really describe it, but it was...
just a coarse cotton?
Yes, it was a coarse cotton shirt,
mm-hmm.
and blue was generally the color.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. But men generally wore high-top leather shoes or boots. My father preferred the high-top shoes,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to boots.
Okay, now when you say high-top shoes, what is it?
Up above the ankle.
Uh-huh, and is this lace-up?
Lace part of the way, and they had hooks on either side, and you just hooked it up. And in the wintertime, he wore the long underwear, mm-hmm. because they were out in the weather, principally because in a real hard winter, and I don't think we have the winters like we used to have back in the 20s even.
Mm-hmm.
We had a freeze and snow that stayed on the ground for about 2 weeks, and it was about 12, 14 inches deep.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't anything for the cattle to eat, and they would freeze standing up against the barbed wire fence. And I've gone out and picked birds, doves, that were frozen to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like they'd been in the deep freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't go anywhere to get anything to eat, so we, in meat-wise, you know,
mm-hmm.
we just picked those birds.